I'm continually impressed, newly impressed, from hour to hour, with the insanity of human beings. Animals, plants, inert things have much more intelligence. They are simpler, more pure. Driven in the car, I walk down the street, and I'll see people walking their dogs. And the dogs are obviously more intelligent than the people that are walking them down the street. The guy walking his dog is insane. He's obsessed with this idiotic program of existence. And the dog is just breathing, pissing on the grass. No sign of disturbance at all. He sits down at the corner, clear eyes. The only relief from the burden of the insanity of this world is humor. And there are two forms of that humor. There's mortal humor and divine humor. Ordinarily, the best men do is mortal humor, like this, laughing about the imagery of the man and the dog. But the only true humor is truth. The comic humor of mortal appreciation of things, it laughs, but it doesn't change anything. Mortal laughter does not change the condition of men, apart from temporary amusement. But divine humor, truth, delights men and also utterly transforms their lives. Until this divine humor, this truth awakens in men, men are intimidated by animals. They haven't even got enough to be the master of a dog. The dog is too straight for most men. Cats. I've met very few men who could appreciate a cat. Just so, men are intimidated by their own desire, their own organic life, their own vital nature. A dog is just an extension of a man's vitality. Every man, woman, is endlessly walking a dog. It hangs below your chest, and you walk it night and day. And you're intimidated by it, completely obsessed by it, absolutely distracted by it, incapable of being the master of it, unwilling to go through the period of mastery, of training, of responsibility. And so the animal, the dog, takes over. People come over to visit you at the house, you know, and everybody sits around and talks about the dog. You notice whenever somebody has a pet, when people visit, they continually talk about that animal. When conversation drifts away from the animal, they talk about the same thing as that animal in themselves. They talk about sex, conflict, desire, their obsessions. That's what they talk about. It's the same as talking about the dog.